Yes, people. Welcome to the Property Strategies Podcast.
Let's see how you shake that bad, bad, let's see how you make that. Little bit of this, little bit of that.
You are now listening to Young Chinks.
Little bit of this, little bit of that.
All right, guys. Welcome back to the Property Strat Podcast.
Come on.
Who's in the building today?
Mr. Exclusive Gokes.
Jeez. You're looking really, really good today, bro. Your skin's glowing, in fact.
Thank you.
What skin routine you got going? Sorry. Before I get into that, Kenny, how are you?
Thank you. Hello. It's your boy, Kenny. Obviously, I'm here with you guys today, man.
I thought you were going to say that something like smooth brown skin king or something. You didn't mean?
Yeah, come on, man. Skin's glowing. Just came.
Beard's looking strong as always.
From holiday, you know.
How was holiday?
Yeah, it was nice.
Where'd you go?
Relaxing. Maldives.
Jeez.
Come on. That's lovely.
That's lovely. Yeah, what was you doing out there? Like,
yeah. Holiday was good, man. It was relaxing. Like, it's good to just unplug, you know what I mean? So it's nice to do that. And obviously, when you come back ready to work. So I'm hungry again, you know what I'm saying?
I saw a video of Kende in a swimming pool with a life jacket on.
So you can't swim.
Kenny can't
swim.
No, hear me out. Basically, we can't float. Black people can't float.
Who told you that?
No.
I float.
No,
can't you swim in water?
Because you got fat on you.
That was a jab.
Yeah, you see that one.
You're fat shaming.
You jab me, jab you back. It's fine.
But Kenny's fat shaming, guys.
Let's cancel him.
So anyway, obviously, I thought to myself, I want to float.
Yeah.
Life jacket's there. Let me just put it on and float. So that's what I did. I was in.
You look like a weirdo out there, to be honest. I didn't want to tell you, but you did.
Listen, sometimes you have to just be you and not just worry about what other people think of you, but you're still learning about that.
Anyway, what are we talking about?
When we link up to the podcast, mate.
What are we talking about today?
Today we're talking about a special episode. We're talking about top property strategies to look out for in 2022. No. This doesn't mean that the strategies we're talking about are, you know, all completely new. It's just that we're, you know, based on the market and what we're seeing out there, we feel like these top property strategies, I think we'll go with five, are ones that I feel like the audience should tap into, look into in certain areas in the UK, and I think it will benefit our listeners.
Just to add as well, obviously, I just feel like it's good to just recap as well, because we might have spoken about things back in the past, and things might have changed since then, or we could have thought about new ways that we can do things because we've learnt along the journey better ways to do things. So it's just like a recap as well, this one, for people. So yeah, did you want to?
Exactly. So I think with the first strategy, nothing complicated, nothing crazy. Going with the rent to rent. When the rent to rent strategy, obviously we spoke about rent to rent many times on the podcast. Why do I feel like it still works? Well, there's a number of reasons. I feel like right now buying a property can be quite difficult. Yep. Not that we don't encourage people to buy, because that's what we are.
But the market's moving gazy.
It's moving fugazi right now. It's a bit mad. So in the meantime, if you're struggling to get a deal in terms of an actual property to purchase, you know, getting a rent to rent deal that can help with your cash flow, if cash flow is important to you right now, could be great. And I want to give a tip and just say the sort of rent to rents I like are not the typical ones, actually. And I'll give you a clue. I like rent to rents that are apartments, three bedroom specifically apartments. Obviously, I invest in Birmingham, West Midlands specifically. And I like these three bedrooms specifically because, number one, there's not that many tenants. It's only three tenants. The numbers work for these.
The numbers work.
So, for example, let's just say.
Give us an example.
Yeah, if I'm renting a property, three bed for like, let's say, $850, which is.
This is a flat, yeah?
This is a flat. This is an apartment. Make sure it's nice. You know, you can make it local to city centre. We have a partner like this as well in city centre. £850-£900 a month. You'll be paying for that after bills. You're probably paying £1,100 probably, or just under. And then you can probably rent each room for about, especially if it's a good standard, like a proper nice apartment. We have a duplex apartment for that amount. You can rent the rooms for like £650 to £700, between £600 to £700, but £650, £675. What I like it is that you're probably making a profit from each house for probably like around 500 plus, probably 500 to 750. And as well as that, most importantly, it's the type of tenants that you're attracting, right? Like, if you're city centre, you're not attracting the, you know, ragabond students, yeah? And you're also not attracting the, you know, when you're doing a house and it's like £400, it's different than someone that's paying £650. They're more professional, they look after stuff.
City centre.
City centre, nice apartment, free bed. And there's loads of them.
People are willing to pay a bit more premium when it comes to city centre because exactly. everything's local.
Exactly.
And yeah, it's just
And if you got if you got en suite in there, probably you can probably rent something for like 725 750. So I feel like you got less tenants, you got higher level of tenants in terms of just the kind of quality mm-hmm. of people they are and the way they live.
Yeah.
So
that's very interesting because obviously that's
and then the last bonus is that you can always just use it as a service accommodation. So for example, if for whatever reason you realise that from March to July, actually if I rent it as a service accommodation, I can get way better rent.
During the summer.
Yeah, during the summer. You can always flip the strategy and say, you know what, each summer I'm gonna do this, or for this year I'm gonna try doing it as this. So you've got the flexibility to fluidly go between the two strategies, as opposed to a 4-bed HMO who probably doesn't rent out as well as a service accommodation, and then a 2-bedroom apartment probably doesn't rent out as well as a HMO. So you get that flexibility with a 3-bed. Mm-hmm. But that's just a tip.
That's interesting because, like I said, some people have like a 6-bed, 7-bed HMO and they're still making 500, 600 pounds a month.
Yeah.
So rather than now you're dealing with less tenants and you're still making the same kind of profit. So that's very interesting.
I would encourage people to start off with just one, just trial it out. Mm-hmm. See how it goes. Because obviously people have in their mind, I want six beds.
Mm. Yeah.
But in their mind, from doing one,
they've done the numbers,
they see the stress. And literally, you just don't have, you know, the man hours to actually look after this because you've taken on too much.
It's true. Because it's easy to kind of see rent to rent and say, okay, I can make £500 per property. So if I have six, that's 3 bags. Yeah. That's my salary paid for. That's me going clear. Cool.
Exactly.
And get excited and kind of just try and pick up 2, 3, 4 at the same time. But for newbies or people who are starting, you're saying kind of, start with the first one.
Exactly.
Get a feel of it. Understand even if you like dealing with tenants, because I know I can love dealing with tenants. So,
that's another tip, man. I think people oversell the rent. We're not here to oversell it. Mm. We're saying to you, start small. And to be honest, like, have an end goal in mind. For example, you're looking for 2K cash flow from rent to rent.
Mm.
I just explained the way you can get probably like £650 to £700 per property. You probably need 3 of those to go to get to reach the mark.
Mm.
Now you're only dealing with 9 tenants as opposed to 15 tenants, whatever it is, and those tenants are high level. And that stress of dealing with tenants, I'll be honest, bro, I'm not a fan of it, innit? So I like to have partners that I work with. Mm. I always JV with anybody I'm doing stuff with because let him deal with that. Do you know what I say? Yeah. Or if there's a certain tenant that likes me, I can deal with that.
Mm.
They can deal with that. So there's a bit of a balance. Like, do you want to minimize the amount of tenants you have? And also, last tip. With that occupancy rate,
that's occupation.
Hey, English, yo.
God damn it!
I'm born in Nigeria, but
Austria actually. But
Austria, yeah. Don't tell them anyway. I've been in Austria. Yeah. Anyway, that's another story. But anyway, but it's like you better just stupid. But anyway,
you understand the language.
Occupancy.
In city centre, obviously, it's very easy to fill in the property as well. That's a nice tip as well. If you're in a house. Usually that's not going to be directly in city centre, probably just a bit outside.
Mm-hmm.
Again, it's a bit harder. When you're in city centre, it's not hard to rent a property. Isn't it? It's very easy. Yeah. So these are all reasons why, guys, I'm giving you my strategy on rent to rent, literally. I'm giving it to you.
Mm.
Do you know what I'm saying? I say, take it.
Arnautovic and them, man.
Come on, G.
Austria.
I think Sané played there. Mane played there for a bit. Austria.
All right, and just to be real as well, can we be real, guys?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I know most people, like Gokay said, will see this and think, okay, if I can just get this amount, then I don't need to work anymore because that will be bringing in 3K per month, blah, 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 blah.
No.
All right. First of all, let's just start with one. Yeah. Mm. People think, oh, £400, £500 for the one, though, but that's not enough.
Mm.
Big man, just think about it. People have moved country for a 10K increase in their salary. £500 per month extra is just
huge.
That.
It's huge.
Like, when you deep it, after the taxes and everything, the difference between, say, someone on 40K and someone on 50K is just that.
Mm.
And you would move country for that. Yeah, you don't want to put in the man hours just for one because it's too small.
This is what I say.
So you have to think about it practically. Yeah. How much more per month in terms of my salary would I need to get that £500 more?
Exactly.
And you'll realise it's just one rent to rent. So if you can just focus on just one at a time, that's a 10K increase, basically, if you see it that way.
If you look at it that way, in 1 year, if you say I'm going to get 3 rent to rents, cash flowing me £500, that's £1,500.
Yeah.
That's a huge jump in salary. And again, keep your job. That's another thing. We're not saying leave your job and go to this. No, use this as a way to say, I can use this on the side to save up for maybe a buy to let investment.
Mm.
And now I don't have to go into my pocket. Well, I can just, you know, add to it.
Mm.
So when it gets to 10K, add another 10K, 15K, all of a sudden you've got 30k now, you can literally go and get a
and like you said,
up north.
Keep your job if you can. Obviously, please. If it's a thing where you realize you're getting in too much money and you physically can't, then that's a different problem, which is a good problem to have. But having a job makes buying houses easier.
Yeah, but
trust me on that one. So if there's a way to keep your job, trust me, do it. There's nothing wrong with a 9-to-5. I don't know why people make it seem like having a 9-to-5 is a bad thing. Why not have both? You know what I'm saying? I'm getting money coming in.
Glamorous. I lied. Get that corporate money and that entrepreneur money, man.
Get me. Do
and
everything.
That property money. And that stocks money. And that crypto.
Everything.
Amen.
Everything. Like
but property. Amen.
Amen. All of that. So
next strategy. What are you saying, Gox? Give us a strategy.
Just
for 2022.
For 2022, we can probably look at property management.
Okay, keeping it simple.
Probably look at property management. What I want to say though, if I jump into that strategy, you know, to just finish off on rent to rent, I think it's so important that we're talking about doing it in 2022 because I've been hearing rumors that in the next few years, they might make it a bit more restrictive to kind of get a rent to rent and stuff like that. So they might make it a little bit more regulated because right now it's not really that much regulated. They're just doing what they want. So take your opportunity while you can. So just get into it, take your opportunity while you can and then make your money and then obviously... Yeah. Be able to purchase houses. So but yeah, to go into the other strategy, which we always talk about, property management.
Okay.
I'm saying that because I have a property management company. So I think this strategy is probably the easiest one to kind of get your leg into property. So for example, what I mean by that is you've seen you know people or you might see a lot of properties that are on the market, Gumtree kind of things. Have a look at it and see that okay, people are managing it themselves. And you might think, to get into property, I want to understand how property works, like how tenants work, how to manage a house, and blah, blah, blah. And this strategy is kind of a way to just kind of get in. So you're managing a property for some people, so a 3-bed, 4-bed, 5-bed, whatever, a single let, and you're getting 10% a month, or 12% a month, or 15% a month, depending on how complex the situation is. So that kind of scenario, that would work. Again, going back to your point that you made, that look, it's getting quite hard for people to purchase a house, rather than panic buying and saying, I just want to go into property like that. Let me pay 20k over the odds for a house. Try another strategy whereby you can experience, you know, owning a house, what that's like, by getting involved in property management. And then, yeah, you can make money from that.
Yeah. And just to add as well, it's like property management, like you said, is one of the easiest things. And people don't know where to start from. So practically speaking, what I would recommend, okay, how to get into it. Ask your mate, ask your auntie, ask your mum, ask your dad if they know anyone who's got property that they need managed. You know what I mean? Just say to them, hey, I can manage it for you. I can get you the tenant. I can do the contracts. I can do everything for you. You'll never hear from the tenants again. Literally, just sell yourself to people around you, first of all. Before you go gung-ho into the estate agencies or making a company or doing the, first of all, just actually see like what it's like asking people around you, word of mouth. And when you do it, document it, because that's how other people will see what you're doing and will then contact you. So this is just practically speaking how to start with that first of all.
I've got just literally as a testimony to that, I had someone approach me about a random property in London. I won't say the area, but like in expensive, at least like West London basically. And I think the rent's going for like $2,000 or something. And then literally my mentor just called me and said, oh, do you mind just managing this property? Like, I know it's not big money, whatever, 10%, but do you know what I'm trying to say? So
that's an extra $2 a month.
It's a single let. Yeah.
That's extra two bills a month.
Like,
did you take it on?
I'm still going in negotiating with it, but it's essentially, that's going to be another
person. Came through like word of mouth.
Just like, oh, you know, have you got anything, any work that needs doing, rent to rent, opportunities, management. Like, so I think management, it's like, why would you do it? It's low maintenance. Once once single let, and Gokke just mentioned single let, that's just having one family in there, for example. Probably not going to get that much calls. You have a handyman that knows, is local to the area. If there's anything, send him over.
Same with, I think this happened to me not too long ago, like not even a month ago. One of my cousins is moving. He currently lives in East, and he was like, yo, I'm moving, but obviously I just need someone to just take this off my hands, like look after it for me. I only want X amount per month. The rest is yours. Just manage it for me. Literally. And you know, that's how it happens. People genuinely, if they have a busy lifestyle, they're happy doing, you know, certain things that they're doing that's keeping.
And they know you're in property.
That's where you come in, because this is where you want to be involved. They don't want to be involved. So you're that person that handles all of the business for them. And they can just go on and live, you know, peacefully, essentially. So that's how it happens. Like, even your own family members will start coming, Goki, don't you do this
management?
I have this woman from XYZ, but another reason as well, just to add to that, why it's a good thing to do property management is it's kind of like networking, because think about it. Who are you managing their property? Somebody that owns the house, that owns the house. So they might have another house, or they might know somebody else that owns the house. So this can lead to even you JVing. This might lead to you even having someone that wants to sell my house, blah, blah. This could lead to another strategy, maybe another rent-to-rent kind of thing. Don't look at, okay, I'm only making £200, £250 a month, whatever, from managing a property. Look at it as an opportunity to kind of meet property owners.
That's what I see it as, 100%. Networking, 100%.
Because exactly, think about how, I think one time you met one of your mentors, or the guy that you approached them and
managing property for them. Even my management, I'm managing like a good eight to ten properties in Birmingham, and that just came about from meeting someone through networking. He was like, I've got a portfolio out there, do you mind looking after it? I said, I'm kind of busy, but yeah, let me look after it. End up doing a really good job, filled up all the houses, did a couple of refurbs for him there. All of a sudden, he was like, all right, cool, do you want to do a JV? Cool. From there, now you know we're doing deals together, so
it leads into things. Also segue into something else, which is another strategy. Well, I think Akin knows about this more. Tenant finder's fee.
But
what do you call it?
Tenant finder.
Yeah, so one of the tenants that's in one of the one bedroom flats, basically he was like, oh, I've also got one of my friends who wants to find somewhere in this area. Normally, if you don't have it, you'll just say no. But there's an opportunity for you to work. Say, okay, hold that thought. Then you go onto these websites, find them one, say, hey, excuse me, is this free? I have someone. He can come on this day. Blah, blah, blah. This is what I charge. Blah, blah, blah. And then they say, okay, cool. And then you now bring that person in, take your cut. That's all you've done. You've just been the middleman. So there's always avenues where you can sort of work as well. You can ask your tenants, literally, do you have anyone else that's looking for a property? If you do, tell them to contact me.
I'm not going to lie, he's giving me a good idea still.
Yes.
I'm learning. No, do you know why? Because
you need to plug yourself.
Basically, why I'm thinking about it. Recently, I don't know what it is here, but my number is in one kind of international student group, in Nigeria, and Ghana. And every single day during the week, I get at least a call to say that, I'm looking for a room, et cetera, et cetera. So I think we could talk about it, we'll figure it out. We can even do it in London as well. But I think I was thinking of just calling loads of landlords in Birmingham, just saying, look, you guys want some people.
I've got an influx of tenants.
I'm talking in a week, maybe a good, 10 people messaging me saying, I'm desperate. Akin.
We're from Ledge.
Akin. That's what they keep calling me. I'm not even Akin.
Okay, I'm fine now.
I have £400, please. Listen, I want the whole house.
One of our old tenants back in the day, I won't say his name, but he's the one with the gas, remember?
Yeah, Kenny, there's gas.
So I remember that story.
So obviously, me and him still talk here and there, innit? So he always sends me people to say, hey, this person's coming from Nige. They want to pay you cash in hand for 1 month. That's it. And if you've got like a room somewhere and you just want quick money, there you go. And they normally like, okay, this is literally what happened. I said to him, the room is 400. He said, tell them six. They trust me, they will pay you six.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, tell him six then, innit? He came for 1 month, that's it. Single room. London. So it's like,
so guys, if you've got rooms out there for us, management and tenant finding fee, we've got loads of tenants, so shout us.
Yeah, so I think the aim of that is just to always have your mind ticking on opportunities that can make you money.
Okay, cool.
You know what I mean? Tenant finders fee, always. Cool. That's three strategies.
Okay, cool.
We'll take a break.
We'll take a break and then we'll talk about other things you can do. Properties.
There's two, three more that I want to touch on. Again, we're not gonna go dive deep. It's just to let you know 2022 what you should be looking out for. So
come on.
All right, cool guys.
All right,
back in a bit.
Yo, Akin. Hey, yo, Gokes. Imagine an app that can track and build your credit score at your fingertips.
Huh?
Yeah, buddy.
How? Talk to me.
Portify. It's a new app. All you do is put in your personal details and then you can link it to your bank account or all of them and literally track all of your payments coming in and out. And on top of that, it gives you your real-time credit score.
That's kind of mad.
There's more though. It's so intelligent that it will send you notifications to say that you're going to run out of money for an upcoming bill.
So what, it basically tells you when you're broke?
Nah, it told you that you need to top up.
Ah, I get you. So it's kind of like having your own personal advisor, but credit.
Something like that.
I'm already with a credit referencing agency though.
Yeah, but with Portify, you get the benefit of building your credit score with all three major credit reference agencies in one app.
What, like Experian and Equifax?
Yep.
Okay, big man.
How much?
Okay.
Only £9 a month, mate. and it doesn't do any hard searches to leave a footprint on your credit file. So it's really a no-brainer, seriously. Don't wait to build your credit next year.
Or the year after. Start today.
In fact, start right now.
Come on.
Results may vary. See portify.co for more details. All right, guys, welcome back to this great episode of the Property Strategist Podcast. Hope you're enjoying it, man. Like we said, we're talking about top strategies for 2022.
We're trying to plan early for 2022.
Come on, man.
This is November. Or
you know us, man. We always November. Plan ahead, man.
We always plan in November. You don't wait till December to start writing them goals. So
exactly.
This is the plan.
Exactly. So, yeah, man, we know it's difficult to buy property sometimes on the market and right now. So we're giving you some alternative strategies to kind of get yourself on the ladder in the market.
Alternative.
Oh, sugar.
Bam, this Austrian is really coming out.
He's coming out today. That's an alternative.
That's cool. What am I getting used to English right now? Let's do it right now. I know how I got.
What did you get?
You didn't get A.
I got a B plus.
You went B plus. You did not get.
There's no plus in the UK.
There's no mind if it's lying.
Wow. I think I got a B and a C.
I got a B. I got two B's.
Medals. Thank you. Next.
What'd you get?
Carry on, Jerry. Anyway, ask a question.
But yeah, man, just in terms of a strategy, I'm going to go with, you know, guys, I love technology. So I'm going to go with a prop tech platform, which is crowdfunding, property crowdfunding. Mm. What is property crowdfunding? It's essentially, there's two ways to do it. But essentially what you're doing is that you're buying shares into a property project. So for example, you've got somebody that's trying to buy a house for cheap at auction and then do it up. And he's saying that he needs initial pot of 50K to do this project. At the end, it's going to be worth 150K. I'm just using any numbers here. But what you're doing, you're putting money into that project with the idea that if that project goes well, you're going to get an increase in the money that you invested and get your share in that company. So it'll go up basically. And what you can get paid in like dividends, or via the rent. Essentially, you're being able to invest in a property project without having to do it yourself, essentially. Mm. So it suits some people, right? Like if you're working full time, you ain't got the time to run around, do deals, etc. You might just invest 20K into a project and just be like, all right, cool. As long as I get a, you know, 10% uplift on this or 20% uplift on this, the money invested, you're happy with it.
Also, can I just add as well, we know that loads of people are starting from, you know, square one, as, you know, we did as well, while being in like full-time work, which we know is difficult. So we've got an episode about how to do this while in full-time work that we're going to release on Patreon. So amazing. If you're one of our patrons, then look out for that. And if you'd like to learn a bit more about it in detail about how we did it, then obviously sign up for that and then hopefully you'll learn something from it. So yeah.
Make sure you sign up for Patreon, man.
Come on.
But yeah, just on that as well, I think one of the best things about crowdfunding is probably the educational aspect of it. So for example, I'm new to property, I'm only 21 years old, I've only got, I don't know, $2,000 saved up or whatever. Yeah, I can put in £150 into a property project, essentially. So for example, I'm obviously, as an investor, I'm trying to level up, go into more developments and stuff. So I'm looking at a lot of development projects that are going on crowdfunding platforms, and I'm invested small amounts. It might be like £200, £500, but I'm just literally going in there so that I can learn about how these projects work before I get into it. So for example, you know, there's a lot of things to do with, like, you know, like planning gain and being able to do all these big projects where you're having to maybe plan 3 years ahead and you're having to talk to council, all these different, you know, things that are happening in the same.
They're quite transparent like that.
They're very transparent. You know. So what happens is when you get involved with these platforms for a particular project, they will have presentations they do regularly. So there's basically updates and you actually get full contact with that person as well. So you can WhatsApp them and you can speak to them and say, oh, how's that project going, blah, blah, blah. So there's full transparency, essentially. So you know, essentially, at the end of the project, if you like that property strategy. So for someone like me that wants to get into big developments stuff, I want to know, okay, cool, does it work to do a project like this in, for example, Bath? And I mean, and I can get involved in a project with Bath with only £150. And if I double my money or triple my money, I can go, actually, you know what? Based on doing three projects like this, I know how it works. I know who to even talk to now. I can get involved in these projects. So I think property crowdfunding, for even just from an educational standpoint and for an entry level, is an amazing platform and way to get involved in property, basically. Right. Yeah. But all right. What about some other strategies, guys?
Another strategy is the famous BRRR.
Okay, cool.
You guys should know what it stands for by now, but if you don't, buy, refurbish, refinance, rent.
Okay.
So essentially what you're trying to do is trying to buy a house that hopefully needs some work done to it so that you can add value to it and refinance it to pull most of the money that you've put in out, so that you can go again. And once you rent it out, it's also bringing you that monthly income. So like we've said, it's a bit difficult right now because the market's crazy. It's hot. So
it's hard to find those cheap properties.
Yeah, it's hard to find. And normally people are even buying above market value. Like, so there has to be ways that you can find them maybe before they hit the market, or find them before other people have noticed and things like that. So I was talking to Goke about this earlier on. So obviously we know the main reason why properties are being sold comes from the 3 Ds, which stands for death, divorce and debt. So if you can target certain areas within those industries or within those sort of circumstances and actually see firsthand the properties that are going to be available, then obviously you can tap into that market early. So I was talking to Goke about this. Can you just remind?
So a strategy that we use over time and we're actually looking into again is we're speaking to a guy that deals with probate. So obviously when someone dies and you've got someone that kind of deals with who's going to own this estate or what's going to happen with this, are they going to sell it, and blah, blah, blah. So we're dealing with, we're speaking to guys that actually deal with that. And the way that helps is they will come to us when they have a property that, I don't know, the family wants to sell, for instance, and then we'll get to have first dibs. And a good thing about these kind of opportunities is sometimes the family just wants to sell.
Yeah.
They don't care.
Yeah.
We just want to sell, get this out of, I don't know, you know, it's a sad situation, you know, losing a loved one. So it's like, we just want to kind of get this property away, and they might be able to, you might be able to find a way to kind of negotiate good deals whereby you can buy the property at a lower price. Obviously, there will be sometimes whereby people want you to pay the odds for it, but again, you actually open yourself up to opportunities by kind of speaking to those kind of people. So that's the death part dealt with. Also, if in regards to divorce, if you speak to divorce lawyers,
That's a good tip, man. I think, like, again, people talk about where can you find these people. Probably places like LinkedIn, I'm not gonna lie, you know, just going online or in a specific area. You've got a patch, let's say West Midlands, or you know, a certain area in the West Midlands, let's say West Brom or whatever. You can type in West Brom divorce lawyers in LinkedIn, on Google, go do research and find these
Google
people.
Google is your best friend.
He's your best friend, you know what I'm trying to say? And get in contact with these people. And of course, don't come across and say, ah, I'm trying to get this, that. Have a conversation. Can you sit down? I'm a business, I'm a property investor. I'm looking to do this particular kind of stuff. Would it be great to catch coffee and sit down with them, build a rapport with these people? This property game is a people's game.
And obviously, bear in mind as well that you're doing the families and the people a favor.
That's true.
You know what I mean? Like, don't
thank
see
you for mentioning
as,
that as well.
You know, you're jumping onto something and you're sort of, what's the word, capitalizing off of, you know, something bad happening to someone else. Right now, it could be a situation where they just want to get rid and you're stepping in to help them with just that.
That's it.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
And the last one as well, out of the three Ds, there's divorce, there's death, and there's also debt as well. And another person you can probably reach out to is repossession officers. Again, LinkedIn is probably your best friend in regards to this. We're not saying there's all these strategies that we're familiar with and we're doing, but there are some stuff that we are looking into. And we have developed some relationships with some of these people. So, but again, Google's your best friend. LinkedIn's your best friend. Reach out to these people. Sit down, have a coffee. See what you can kind of do together. And see if you can help and help some people out, basically.
No, for real.
Yeah.
Another strategy is commercial to resi. Strategy we've been
working. Homes under the hammer in the building.
Come on.
Celebrity.
Shut up, man. Is a strategy that we're looking at.
You're so cool. Can I get Ogre?
Stop it.
Okay,
sorry. It's a strategy we've been looking to over the past couple of years. Just to, the reason has been because obviously since COVID, a lot of people are working from home.
Explain the homes under the hammer if they don't know as well.
Yeah, so there's a project that's coming out that we're doing currently on Homes Under the Hammer. It's a commercial building that's getting split up into 4 flats. So yeah, we're going through the process at the moment. We bought it at a good price. We're doing it up. The GDV is going to be quite good.
Check out and Instagram for a little clip there. We've got a little clip there.
Yeah, for real. We're looking to keep this one. We're not selling it. It's just, just going to keep it, take the money back out, and then rent it out. So, yeah. So, look out for that episode sometime next year now. It's probably going to come out. So, back to the reason why commercial to resi makes sense. It's because, like I said, COVID, everyone's working from home. There's a lot of commercial units or offices that are not really getting used anymore. And they maybe have given it back and they're not, you know, because they don't want to pay rent on it anymore, blah, blah, blah. So there's blocks of commercial units that we can now convert to flats or any sort of property. So great opportunity there. And again, because of the PD rights and stuff like that, it's just
PD, but they don't
permitted development. Yeah, so yeah, because of all the, that kind of loosening up the, they want to encourage you to build flats and have houses. So,
before you'd have to get like planning permission and stuff. Yeah, but now yeah, you can so go through PD.
Extended it now on stuff that you can do. So yeah, so like I said, you know, it's it's something we can look into in 2022 to make sure we capitalize on that.
Yeah, and yeah, man, I just think it's, I think commercial to resi is such an interesting strategy because again, like it kind of touches on how people value commercial property. People don't really, it shows that people don't really know how to value it the same way. Mm-hmm. As opposed to residential, it's very easy to say, okay, cool, this is in this area, this is this many rooms, you know, this is in this area. Like you can price it more better, but with commercial, people have struggled to price it. Mm. So it means there's opportunity to buy it and convert it. And there's obviously a lot of opportunity in the uplift there.
Almost and also, like a, just to add as well, like always read, you know, like read the actual details because some of them could have like floor plans on it, planning permissions for you to actually do work so you haven't got to get it. Mm. So things like that, like if it's already ready made for you to just start the work, then great. Mm. You know, you can just start.
It already has the kind of shape already, isn't it?
Yeah, it's already got the shape. Yeah. It's like, let's say somebody started, but then they couldn't finish it, so you can just take over. So if it's a thing where you're coming in and you just want to hit the ground running or you don't want to put too much work into it, like actually target ones that already have all of that set up for you to just go in.
Yeah.
Others, you know, want more profit, so they might, you know, target it before it's even got any of that because, you know, it's, you know, basically bound to be cheaper. So if it's bound to be cheaper and then you want to go in, you know, ready to work, ready to put in the hours and everything, the effort to get it to where you want so that you can start the work, then great. But if it's something that you just want to start and hit the ground running, then target ones that already have everything done for you so that you can just go in. You know what I mean? So that's something to also look out for.
It's a great show. And I think one thing that, you know, I'm pleased about this episode is that people are probably thinking, okay, cool, you guys are talking about these lower end strategies and these higher end strategies, but they all kind of work in together and you do all them at the same time in a way, because you spoke right there earlier about doing property management and then, you know, the person that owns the property, you might do a JV with them. You end up might doing sort of like a, almost like a, you know, a commercial to resi one day. You might start off with a RRRR. You might go through one of these routes, networking, find a deal, do a JV with them. All of a sudden, you're doing commercial resi. The learnings from one, it kind of intertwine and kind of go into each other.
And obviously, it's just important that even if you're not ready now, just be connected.
Yeah.
Obviously, right now, you guys are doing this, listening to us. Great. Like, that's the first step.
Yeah.
Like, have your people that you listen to for information, to be educated. Mm. Have, like, groups that you follow. You know, have, like, just stay in the loop so that at least when you're ready to work, you have all of the information there.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know?
But, yeah, man, I think it's been an absolutely great episode. Again, top property strategies for 2022. Definitely take all of these strategies and learn about all of them. Go do some research on Google again, on YouTube. Go
and
learn
maybe
more about
have
more.
Your focus as well.
Yeah. That's true. So learn all about it, then pick your lane. You pick your goals, and then for the next maybe 12 months, say that I'm going to get, you know, one rent to rent, plus buy a house, plus look into doing a crowdfunding deal or something like that. Just have a strategy that's going to work for you based on all the ones that we've named today.
Yeah, because I don't want people to hear this and think, oh, you know, one is bound to work, one isn't. Everybody is doing at least one, you know what I mean? Who's involved. Someone's doing one and it's working for them.
Mm.
So you pick one that's right for you, you know what I mean? You could be in full-time
and then make it work.
And make it work. Yeah, you could be in, you know, you could have more time, for example. Therefore, rent-to-rent is for you.
Right.
You know what I mean? And maybe you can take on free because you've got a lot more free time.
And like Kenny said as well, you can do this working full-time. And like you said, for our Patreon members, we're going to have a special episode for you guys.
So
show how we kind of, you know, balanced it both. But yeah, man, join Patreon because there are extra gems there. But I think that's it for now. Gox, you got any final words?
Stay blessed.
Stay invested.
Stay invested.
Come on.
2022 is going to be a great year.
Yeah.
So let's start planning now.
Yeah, man.
November, don't wait till December, don't wait till January. Let's get it, man. And if there's any way we can help you with your property goals, DM us, shout us, and I'm sure there's other things we can, you know, do to help you.
Yeah, we got a lot of stuff coming as well, so stay tuned. But yeah, man, stay blessed, guys. We
out.
Peace out. Peace out.
Peace.
Like you fell from heaven.